This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pension system of New York City will no longer put its money into private prison companies. It's the big public pension system, the first one to divest from that industry. And the immediate catalyst is the recent deaths of eight undocumented immigrants in private detention facilities. Here's Marketplace's Adam Allington.
The city sold off $48 million in stocks and bonds from three private prison companies. City Comptroller Scott Stringer said an internal review determined that these companies exposed the funds to reputational harm and legal risk.
This is a morally bankrupt industry for which there are real financial risks. Other pension funds should consider this.
While divestment makes a symbolic point, private prisons are expected to grow. There's President Trump's plans to detain and deport more undocumented immigrants, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama-era memo that directed the Justice Department to reduce the use of private prisons. Isaac Boltansky is with Compass Point Research and Trading. He says divesting also raises an ethical dilemma.
When these public entities decide to divest, it limits their capacity to actually engage with the companies in the industry.
GEO Group is one of the prison stocks New York divested from. It traded at just $15 a share a year ago. Now it's at $31. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.